B-Pod Studios.
Chaptico, Maryland. Annie brought this story to my attention. Charles Mattingly Jr. and his wife, Mary Loretta, had long enjoyed the annual fall dinner at Our Lady of Wayside Church. Ms. Mattingly, in fact, used to help organize it.
Used to.
But after
maybe if old Lady Mattingly was still in charge, a woman would still be alive today.
But after spending $28 Sunday for two meals that included turkey, stuffed ham, fried oysters, and sweet potatoes, the 77-year-old Mattingly and his 76-year-old wife suffered chills, diarrhea, and headaches. An elderly neighbor who also dined at the church has died of salmonella poisoning, and officials are investigating whether two more deaths are related. Of the 1,400 people who ate food at the church dinner, at least 143 of them have become sick. An autopsy was pending on the woman who died. Her name was not released. The death was caused by salmonella, according to a spokeswoman for the Maryland Department of Health and Mental Hygiene. The source had not been determined, but she said meat, poultry, eggs carry the bacteria.
Do you want to throw a TV headline on it?
Go ahead.
Where you do it like this? A Maryland woman is dead today after a covered dish supper turns deadly.
Yes.
You don't say a woman died yesterday.
She's dead.
A woman is dead today. You don't say she died yesterday.
The reverend of this
after
church.
You see, the way you would say it is,
I'm reading the news story verbatim.
No, I'm talking about TV news style. That's how they do it.
Of course, that's the teaser to get
to make it sound like you take something and make it sound like something's happening. A woman is dead today, not a woman died yesterday.
So is dead today, thinking like it's happening now.
Yeah, a woman is dead today after a covered dish supper turns deadly. And you say turns deadly instead of turn deadly, so it sounds live, late-breaking, and local.
Wow. The reverend said, I'm in shock, just like everyone else. At least four busloads of people from churches and retirement communities in Silver Spring and Baltimore attended.
And see, right now we'd have a live shot standing outside the church where there's nobody there and nothing going on. Yeah.
Chaptico is 65 miles south of Baltimore. 143 people sick. There had to be somebody that wanted to talk about it, and there was. A gentleman from Baltimore. His name, Maynard Watson. Hi, Maynard.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you.
How are you feeling, my friend?
Oh, I feel like death warmed over.
I mean, what you thought was going to be a nice little sit-down meal with some good eating turned out to be a very tragic thing.
28 years we've had this at the church, and never have we ended up feeling this way before.
Now what happened? What did you sat down for the church dinner, kind of a tradition,
and you
sat down. What were you eating?
Oh, it was, they had the turkey and the ham, and they had the oysters.
That could have been it, you know.
A lot of things could have been it. They haven't said what the damn ham had hair on it.
It had hair on it?
Yeah.
Now, it had a damn beard. Now, Mr. Watson, how old of a man are you?
I am 77 years young.
And were you having dinner with your wife?
My wife passed several years ago, sir.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to hear that. Were you there with a friend? Did you have a friend to sit down with?
No, sir.
They
are all my friends. It's the church congregation. Right. They're all my friends.
But you had no companion.
I don't have a lady friend.
Okay, so you were there basically by yourself amongst the church congregation.
Yes, sir.
And when did you start realizing that something was wrong with the food?
Well, we're on the radio.
We're on the radio right now.
I don't know know if it's apropos to say.
Go ahead. Let me be the judge of that, Maynard.
Well, I have what they call incontinence.
Incontinence?
Yes.
What's that?
It's a medical term.
Well, what is it? I'm not familiar with incontinence.
Well, it's where you don't have bladder control.
Oh my God. So you got to wear
leakage and the like.
Right, so you got to wear like one of those diapers.
You got it.
Those grown-up diapers.
Yeah, that's what we're getting at.
Okay.
And before I finished having my second oyster, a damn thing was soaked clean through. And I don't
That's
know how to say this. It wasn't number one. It was number two.
Oh, my God.
And before I know it, people start dropping like flies.
Yeah, did you? Now, you obviously had the...
I had it. It looked like a goddamn war zone.
Now, you had
ambulances everywhere as far as the eye could see.
Now, you were saying people were dropping like flies, and you already said you had your little accident in your diaper.
Oh, believe you me, nobody noticed that.
Nobody noticed that?
What about you,
though, Mr. Watson? Did you lose consciousness?
No, I never did. I'm a veteran.
Well, sure.
And I got a Purple Heart.
So this is nothing.
It was a discomfort to me, but when you've had a bayonet shoved into your gut,
a little bout of
diarrhea is you're grateful for it.
And was that the only symptom you had, was a little diarrhea?
Well, yeah, my insides is all twisted up.
Oh, man, and obviously you were taken to the hospital.
The one lady dropped dead.
Yeah, I know she dropped dead. Was she sitting next to you?
No, she was at one table over. Uh-huh. But if you ask me, she had it coming.
Why? A pain in the ass?
Because I've seen her. She's the one that was stuffing the birds.
No kidding.
And she got that fungi nail.
Now, let me ask you. I mean, when you were eating the meal, did you notice any poor taste in the food? Or did you sense something was wrong before you got sick?
Tasted like a horse manure.
Horse manure? It was that bad?
Well, it always is.
Are you saying?
All these people are telling the newspapers that it has always been a lovely meal. It's always been bad, but it's never made me sick.
Did you ever have a situation like this? Of course, being in the big war that you were, Purple Heart and all that, did you ever have a situation where you ate, say, like military food or something that got you this sick?
No, sir. No, sir. I'll tell you, they call them in our day C rations.
Uh-huh.
Nowadays, they call them MREs. And that food, there's nothing wrong with it. And it has kicked Tojo's ass. It has kicked Hitler's ass. And it kept Korea from going all the way to the other side.
I understand that. I understand.
So I won't tolerate anybody that's got anything to say about what our government does for our boys.
Yes. You're feeling much better now, though?
Well, that's relative.
That's true. I mean, for a man of your age.
Every once in a while, an old bayonet wound.
Yeah, kick up, flare up on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did I tell you I lost my wife?
Yeah, you lost your wife. You going to go back to this church and eat another meal?
Oh, hell no.
Really?
I told him as I was leaving, if that's the way to heaven, then put me on a boat to hell. It's right. Warmer where I'm going.
You got an adult diaper on right now?
At all times. Until you got a girl that comes by in the morning and in the afternoon, and she changes it. She wipes off my privates.
Well, that's good. I mean,
and gives me my medicine.
Hold on a second. You mean twice a day? You mean if after she leaves and you have an accident, you sit in that for hours?
Yes. Yes, I told you, my wife, Pat.
I know.
Several years ago.
Okay.
Now they got a girl that comes out and won't take this soiled diaper off. And she'll wipe my privates.
Okay, I understand. And do you still get aroused?
Oh, I'm old. I ain't dead yet.
Maynard Watson, I want to thank you for coming.
There is nothing like a warm washcloth.
All right, Maynard. Now you take care of yourself now.
All right.
All right. Talk
okay.
Bye-bye.
All right.
That means hang up now. Hang up the phone now, Maynard.
Did I mention my wife passed several years ago?
I'll save you the problem. I'll hang up for you.
Anthony Martinieri lives in Boston, in the Italian North End, the home of the Prince Spaghetti Company. Anthony knows a lot about Prince because it's something that grows you. Most days, Anthony takes his time going home. But today is Wednesday, and in the North End of Boston, Wednesday is Prince Spaghetti Day.
Heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on now. Listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off your feet. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney on all afternoon. Now from Naples to Fort Myers, all over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Port Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. So damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. They'll fill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. To us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, on all afternoon.
Incident based on sworn testimony. Can you prove that it didn't happen? Perhaps on your way home, someone will pass you in the dark, and you will never know it, for they will be
Stan and Haney.
God help us in the future.
96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney here. Wednesday edition, Prince Spaghetti Day. There's my buddy Mark Haney, through two panes of thick glass in another room, our producer, Junior.
That's old school radio glass.
Yes, it is. Because that was left over from something.
Well, that's the kind of glass they had when they would have bands and vocal groups come in.
Yes, absolutely.
Where
the engineer would be in there.
Where the radio host could see them.
Yeah.
But he'd still have to bring up the pot to hear them.
In the old K-Rock studios.
Although it's not that effective because the guy in the office behind him cranked up the music and we could hear it clear as day.
That's different. This office, his room, is nothing. This room and the PD's room, which is an office away, are tied in. And it's designed that way. John, our PD, can hear every conversation we have. And thus we...
Well, I thought that was electronic means.
No, that's through the ventilation system.
So does he have to make an effort, like, grab a glass or a cup to listen?
He wants to hear the fine tuning of it, but it comes in pretty clearly.
Why would anybody want to hear that? I mean, we barely want to hear that.
What, us talking?
Yeah.
That's true.
I mean, we're just killing time until it's time to go on the air.
Made available to him if he wants it. Now, see, this his room has nothing. Now, this big glass in the old K-Rock studios, and I'm talking about before they were remodeled the first time, and you remember this.
The skate rental.
That was there, but the board, the console, was facing the wall to the hallway, and the hallway had the big glass window, so that as you were doing your show... People could come down the hallway
and stare
and gawk at you,
mm-hmm.
like you were some kind of zoo animal.
And then they put up a window between, well, I guess it was always there, but it's just a poor arrangement. A window between the old K-Rock studio and the old AM for Hire studio, where you'd have Otis the Drunk pay them $100 to come in and do a show.
And we could watch them.
And they'd watch us.
Yeah, yep. They'd be watching to see how it's done. We would be watching to see which one of them the cops would be called on to haul out.
And then there was that glorious time when the political lady took over and Jeb Bush came in.
Oh, yeah, Jeb Bush came right in the studio.
And just gave us the stink eye the whole time he was in there.
Yeah.
Now, he didn't know anything about us. He's just looking through the window as he's answering his usual boring political questions and sees us laughing our asses off. And figures, that can't be good.
No. He came in and said hi to us, and he had a clammy handshake.
Yeah, I was not impressed. And not surprised that he lost, because that was the year he lost.
That was the year he lost to Walken Lawton.
Yep.
That year.
By the way, I have a question.
Sure, I'll answer it.
And I'm going to be very calm about this.
Mm.
Someone has placed an abomination... in my workspace.
It's got to be Junior. The only other one is the board op in the morning. And then I come in here. As a matter of fact, I see when she leaves in the morning, I can see where she left her pen. The paperwork is still all there that I move out of the way. So it's got to be Junior. What is it? What was left?
Did you place something here?
I did.
Aha! See? I told you.
I own up to it.
Why would you do that?
What did he do? I can't see it.
I got him some veggie straws.
Oh, well, that's nice.
No, it's not.
Because
that goes against everything I believe in. Here.
Yeah, give me those. Let me see.
But it was really nice of you to give me gobstoppers and lemon heads. Richard stole my lemon heads.
Yeah, where?
But I just wanted to,
You know what?
Reciprocate.
Now that I realize that you meant well, even though it was a horrific insult, I want you to come in here a second. Just come in here a second.
Do you want these back?
No, you can have them.
All right.
You like to eat crunchy things during the show.
Yeah, this ain't going to bother me.
Here you go. You're a good boy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Got some new gobstoppers. Oh, by the way, before we take the break, I did come home last night, and
Because you refused to believe that your wife would text me she texted me.
I came through the front door and
barreling?
Barreling. And I said, have you been texting Mark Haney? And she said, yes. I heard him twice mention
it's
that.
Perfectly innocent,
you told,
man.
You told me not to text him, and she said the second time I heard that, I felt bad, and I wanted to text him and thank him personally.
And boy, did
what
she.
I said.
Oh, yeah, that was such a great text.
That's great. I said, you know,
because she sent me.
House, you follow my instructions.
She sent me animated bananas that said thanks a bunch, and they were lit up and vibrating.
Yeah.
And thanked me for the candy.
Yeah.
And in response to her thank you, I said, "You are an angel."
Yeah.
And she wrote back, "I'm glad somebody thinks so."
And I brought that up to her, too.
Yeah?
And what she said, it had nothing to do with me. It was just a tough day at work, and Haney's text was nice to see.
Oh, so she doesn't understand that everything's about you.
I'm going to take a break.
That's,
you
know
what
still,
you mean by that.
It's still early in the marriage. How could it... How could you interpret that she was having a bad day at work and I made her feel better? It must have been to your detriment.
Initially thought that, but I understood afterwards. we'll be back.
We, the management of Beasley Media Group, would like to thank Stan and Haney for decades of dedication to this radio station. We would like to.
Yeah.
But we won't. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, Wednesday afternoon. Thank you for making us part of your day. Coming up on the show in about 1 hour, are you smarter than Haney? The lovely Carly expected to join us. I haven't seen her today, but she's expected to join us in the studio.
Tell me, have you seen her?
Tell me, have you seen her? She'll be joining us, lucky Stan and Haney listener, go head-to-head with Mark Haney for a valuable prize selected especially for them.
That sounds good. You're bringing the A-game today,
trying.
Pal.
I really am trying. By the way... Stick pin.
Be careful. He's already face down in Gobstoppers.
Yeah.
You notice how he gave me the veggie chips.
Yeah.
And he's got the Gobstoppers. I think it's working.
Friends of ours, you know.
What is that?
Cheddar Jack cheese.
Beautiful.
To go with the Gobstoppers?
Yeah. Pairs well.
Haney, you know our friends Les and Donna. Donna is the artist that did the beach chair paintings for us.
Beautiful work.
And she's a very well-known artist in the area, but their summers, and they're listening now, spent in Brigantine Beach, New Jersey. Brigantine Beach, New Jersey. Stick pin for Les and Donna. Brigantine Beach, New Jersey, Junior.
Boy, that map is really filling out.
Yes, and I ordered more stick pins back in the day, D-Train and
he Junior. Made them by hand.
Yeah, had to make them by hand. I ordered 400 pre-made ones for Junior. Flags already, just stick them right into the map.
Yeah.
400 of them.
We also got Mike and his kids from Moorhaven, Florida.
Well,
that's
a
Moorhaven stick pin right there.
Moorhaven's right down the road, but
should.
I guess we could put one in
you
there.
You put one in there. I think they can get our signal, can't they?
Yeah.
There's not much room left in Florida.
Find room.
That's why we have stick pins.
That's why. You can zero right in. It's designed that way, Junior. Oh, man. Let's do the grab bag. Brought to you by the Pewter Mug North, US 41, North Naples. Make those reservations. You know, it's still 50% capacity, and the Pewter Mug does it upright. The best prime rib in town and seafood caught locally.
And they've been doing it right for
a long time.
The
Pewter Mug opened in 1970 at their original location.
You open a restaurant in 1970 and it's still open.
Yeah, that says
something. In 2020,
yep.
You know it's good.
So, this is what I'm about to tell you is all real. Miller Lite has just created the Cantenna. And what this is designed for in our ever-changing ways of getting television
delivered
to us.
You mean in the ever-changing world in which we're living?
Yes. lot of times you may not use a cable TV. You use those apps to get all of your favorite channels, and you want to watch network football, NFL. You can't get it, and a lot of times people are going to other means to get streaming, which might not be legal, to get the NFL games.
Or reputable.
Or reputable. So Miller Lite created the Cantenna. It is a can of Miller Lite with a digital TV antenna built in, so you can plug it into your TV and get the local networks digitally.
As you're drinking.
Yep, with CBS, Fox, NBC. Here's their ad.
Well, you waited all year for football to get here. Now it's just about to start.
Unbelievable!
You can almost smell the grass, you can almost taste the beer. Uh-oh. But instead you're on a shady Russian website.
That's not good.
So keep on clicking them links till your face turns blue. Cause Sunday night is back, but not for you.
Hold on, I just gotta find, I do this every
day. I wish you would always
Buddy, you refuse to pay for a basic cable package, and now you're stuck in an endless click hell of football streams that lead nowhere.
You need the Cantenna from Miller Lite.
Cantenna.
Cantenna. It's a can of beer with a built-in digital TV antenna made just so you and your pals can watch football for free.
Well, it's almost second quarter. Miller time is getting shorter. You don't have to...
By the way...
You know what? That's advertising right
there. Yes, it is. Big Ten says now we're going to try to play football. They're putting together...
Wait a second. Didn't the Harris-Biden administration say no?
They're trying to put together at least a 9 or 10 game season. They're hopefully going to be able to get things rolling maybe by the middle of October. But it looks like the Big Ten is going to say, all right, we're going to try to get a season in.
Well, you know, they already know the SEC is so far superior.
Well, we're already 3 weeks in for a lot of teams, 3 weeks into the season this weekend.
Well, LSU plays, I think, Ole Miss September 26th.
Yeah, I know the 19th UCF and Georgia Tech are playing. And that's going to be UCF's first game. They had an open date. And then they had a opening game that was canceled. So this is going to be their first
game. Well,
it
seems like what they've done is they've done away with a lot of the non-conference games.
Yes, and that's why a lot of teams shorten schedule, staggered times. This is real, and it's based on stupidity.
So you won't see games like... And now, defending champions LSU taking on the raging Walmartons of Missoula Community State University.
A bunch of people in New Jersey pulled over on the side of the highway on Monday when they thought they were seeing a UFO in the sky.
Were they?
There are multiple videos of this thing.
Is it real?
In the sky. Oh, it was real, but it was identified as...
Weather balloon?
Goodyear blimp.
Oh, my God!
Look, the whole street is filed. There's a flying spaceship.
Yo, look at that. Click everybody to highway right now. I don't know, bro.
Bro, everybody's stopping and looking, stopping their cars.
It was the Goodyear blimp.
Yeah, I could have told him that.
Had its illuminated sign on. And
having grown up in Daytona, you don't mistake the blimp once you've seen it.
What's that, Junior? What's that Cardi B song?
WAP?
WAP?
WAP.
WAP? WAP?
WAP.
WAP. No, for what it stands for, it should be WAP.
Wet. I heard WAP.
Wet. I heard WAP.
I heard WAP.
Wet ass.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Then why would you say WAP?
But
that's
I've
a derogatory term towards Italians.
Yes, it is, and I won't have it.
It sounds better.
That's almost as bad as calling an Italian Fredo.
Yep. Toy store workers in trouble.
Where did we go with WAP or WAP?
I'll tell you. Let's go with a WAP. A toy store...
Like Drat.
Rat! A Toy Story employee screwed up and added to the Toy Store's playlist the Cardi B WAP or WAP song. They say the entire place was filled with kids
if
at the time.
If you, to give that person the benefit of a doubt, if you're honestly not familiar with that genre of music, and I'm not really myself, and you're told play top 40 music, that's a top 40 hit.
I'm going to play you 16 seconds of it, and I've got to edit 14 times. By free, there's a week. Make that ball game weak. Sorry, kids.
What could be wrong with that? I mean, this is the woman who got the first sit-down interview with Joe Biden.
Yes, that's right.
She's highly respected.
Unbelievable. Haney, you're going to love this.
And you know, people are taking these pictures out in California where the sky is an angry red.
And then posing with clothes on, matching clothes.
Yeah, and you know, I know you folks out there don't believe in God, but it sure does look like you're living in hell.
Yep. You're going to love this. Dateline, Florida. This is a Seminole County employee helicopter pilot who was up in the air on Sunday. And while he was flying, got an alert on his home camera while he's flying. Got an alert on his home security camera that someone was trying to break into his truck.
Woo! That is a fortuitous circumstance when you're in a sheriff's helicopter.
Yes. And so he notified ground authorities. The cops got there. They brought out all means necessary, including him in his chopper as he flies over to his house and starts tracing down these,
you know what,
sons of bitches.
I'm all for it. That's a great perk.
I'm watching a car that kind of matches the description here at Howland and Red Fox. Very slow rate of speed. Get ready for a bailout.
That unit, slow down a little bit. Let me get with the block.
Back left, bailout.
Right, bailout, driver staying in.
Got it, boy. Oh, yeah. Good stuff, man.
Copy, no outstanding, correct?
Just the deputies, they're absolutely outstanding.
Good eye, brother. Good eye. Yeah, we'll talk later, but good eye.
They got him. Just by him flying around in the old chopper. Yeah. Let's go get him, DC.
My little voice was telling me.
Yep. You've heard this all along. Even the president has said it, Fauci and all those. Before there's a cure for the COVID, there's going to be major breakthroughs in therapeutics, which help people from getting COVID and being alleviated of the symptoms much faster. And this is no joke. You know, you hear all this. We're making progress on this. And this is a doctor from the University of Pittsburgh's Medical Center, chief of infectious diseases. His name is Dr. John Mellors. And he said he and his researchers at the University of Pittsburgh have found a new drug that could help you make antibodies without getting the virus. They say.
Well, wouldn't that destroy the need for a vaccine?
Well, not really. It's a therapeutic because they can give you the antibodies, but they say it'll be good for a few months at a time. They say it could prevent you from catching the virus for weeks or months, and might also help people recover who already have the virus. This is a breakthrough. And this is solid science.
We envision two major uses. One is for treatment of people who already have COVID-19. The other major use is to prevent infection. And some very susceptible populations include the elderly, healthcare workers, individuals who don't have normal immunity. Give a dose of antibody that lasts from weeks to months and protects them from infection. Help restore the workforce and get us back on the track to economic recovery.
So what he's basically saying right there, Haney, you get the antibodies that'll prevent you from getting the disease from 4 months to a year. You don't have to worry about being able to go back to work, opening up your place of business, being around other people. You're protected.
I was distracted the whole time. Because of that man's delivery and the music behind him,
yeah.
What I was hearing him say was, what if with one device you could make phone calls and texts while at the same time have an entire album worth of music
on the
same device?
Thank you, Steve.
That's what it sounded like to me. And I lost track of what he was saying because I was thinking it sounds like that.
Samuel L. Jackson says if you go to a website and 2,500 people on that website register to vote, he's going to teach you how to swear in 15 different languages.
Listen up. 2,500 of you head to my headcount link to make sure you're hashtag good to vote. I will teach you to swear in 15 different languages.
Thank you. Thank you. And he can do it.
Well, we've talked about it before. I kind of feel bad for Samuel L. Jackson because he had to become Jules.
Yeah.
He wasn't allowed to be Samuel L. Jackson anymore.
No, they love him for it.
Oh, yeah, but that's all he can ever be now.
Oh, Haney, mark your calendar. September 30th, South Park is back with a coronavirus 1 hour pandemic special.
I cannot wait to hear their take.
Here's the preview.
I am very proud to announce a pandemic special.
They're going to try and make us go back to skew. You really want to go back to that slavery?
Yo, get out of my house! You could be spreading germs!
Welcome back to class. I'm your new teacher, Detective Harris.
You guys don't seem totally stoked.
A pandemic special, Randy? Really?
South Park, the one-hour pandemic special. New Wednesday, September 30th at 8.
You are a child!
On Comedy Central.
September 30th.
I don't know how those two are still married.
Which ones?
Randy and Susan.
They're a beautiful couple.
He's a free spirit, you know. Even Junior laughed at that. See, South Park, that's a universal language.
Universal.
Randy's my favorite.
And I do want, just to enter for the record, Stan.
Yes.
And I think you will back me up if you can remember it. The day that South Park premiered, premiering that evening,
mm-hmm.
I had Trey Parker and Matt Stone booked on our show.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, it wasn't just us. There was somebody else involved.
Yes.
And we got any guests today? Yeah, we got some great guests. There's this new show called South Park. Wait, you booked somebody that made a cartoon? You booked somebody that made a cartoon?
No, we're not having that. I remember.
And I just sat there and I... What am I doing here?
Yeah. And little did we know, you knew. Here's something that
do you remember when I we had, we did manage to get the creator of Survivor on before it aired?
Before it aired. It was revealed in the new Jimmy Carter documentary that Willie Nelson smoked dope in the White House.
With Chip Carter, the president's son.
As in matter of fact, went on the roof of the White House and smoked dope. Willie Nelson was a guest of Jimmy Fallon's and asked Willie to elaborate on that day at the White House. Here's from The Tonight Show. Here, Willie Nelson and Jimmy Fallon.
News came out that former President Jimmy Carter, you already know where I'm going with this. He admitted in a documentary that one of his sons smoked pot with you on the roof of the White House. Is that true? And what do you remember about that?
No, it's a true story. I had a little fun on top of the White House. And also got to go down to the basement and the bowling alley down there. And I slept in the Lincoln bedroom. So I done it all.
That's true.
Now, for those of you thinking, oh, that's no big deal. This was, I believe, in 1979 when smoking pot was viewed as the same as heroin.
Yeah, may as well have been. Matter of fact, we remember very well when Bill Clinton was running for president, the question, did you ever smoke marijuana?
I did, but I didn't inhale.
It's the truth, that's how it was.
And he got away with it.
I know.
Anybody that smokes,
it doesn't inhale. Watch Junior. He does the triple inhale.
Anybody that smokes and doesn't inhale doesn't deserve to be president.
Deep into the alveoli of the lungs. Oh,
I mean, otherwise, there's nothing pleasant about it.
Nothing. When we come back, we have the local beat for you.
Yes. I did possess the heroin, but I didn't inject. What?
If you woke up this morning and cold, going to work, you can't use Alico Road. You can't use Three Oaks Parkway. There was a reason
for
it. What,
COVID?
An unbelievable story with cops, shootouts in San Carlos Park.
Alico?
Alico and Three Oaks.
What the?
And it closed down that area and
that's
side
not streets supposed to happen there.
For hours.
Stan, that's wrong. That's not supposed to
wait
happen.
Wait till you hear what happened.
That's not right.
We got it in the local beat for you.
That's something that happens in, like, Tampa or Miami or something.
And for hours this morning, because I was up early this morning, they didn't know, there was no news why the area was closed. Why can't you go to work on Alico? Why can't you go to work cutting through Three Oaks Park? Why? What's going on?
So they blocked Alico? They blocked the exit?
It was shut down for a quote-unquote investigation. We have the details for you.
Man,
local beat.
Keep that out of here.
Stan and Haney, 96K Rock, and where do you take a look at the mugshot?
America is on the go from Maine to the Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
With
Stan and Haney
as a traveling companion.
See?
96K Rock.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, 30 minutes from now, or less than, are you smarter than Haney? We're going to have the local beat for you here in just a second.
Do you remember that time we went to a Dolphins game?
Yeah.
And you asked what the face value of the tickets was?
Sold out, mother. That's what it was. Sure.
Do you remember how much we actually paid for the tickets?
I want to say $40 a piece. I want to say $40 a piece.
Now, granted, that was a long time ago.
That was in the 90s.
I was just looking at an article because the Dolphins are playing their first home game this week. And they're allowing 13,000 in the stands.
Okay.
Now, most of the season ticket holders, they had the option to roll it over to next year. That's what most people did. But nevertheless, there are 13,000 seats available, which is in a stadium with a capacity of about 65.
Okay.
How much do you suppose those tickets are going for? And I don't mean officially.
You mean face value?
Yeah, I'm not talking about the face value.
Well, we paid $40 for ours a piece. Well, how much?
For a so-called normal seat?
Yeah, normal.
$258.
Oh.
For a nice seat?
Yeah.
About $1,100.
You can keep it. You can keep it. Thank you, no.
Somebody's going to make money no matter
of
what.
Of course, that's the way it is. That's the way the business operates around here.
You know, nothing surprises you.
Nothing does.
Nothing.
You know what does surprise? Well, I looked at it with amusement. On Facebook, you know how you have the click of memories on your Facebook where you can go back in previous years? And
I think I saw that once.
It's a memory
thing. I check it at least four times a
whatever
year.
Whatever you posted.
Yeah.
I checked mine today. 3 years ago, and with the Sally hitting Pensacola this morning at a Cat 1, my memories go back 3 years to Irma, where I posted on this day 3 years ago with pictures, day 7 without power in my condo. I took a picture of the thermostat, which I think was at like 89 degrees in the house, and another picture of my complex completely dark on day 7. I believe it went a full 10 days for me, 10 or 11 before power was fully restored, but it brought back on my memory section the pictures I posted on that day after Irma.
I can take you right back there, because you remember the phones were really iffy.
Yeah, I had to go downtown to get a cell signal.
I can take you right back there, thanks to your girlfriend.
Okay.
Because she texted me yesterday, and...
Well, she's my wife now, then girlfriend.
Yes. And she hadn't texted me since Irma. And so when she texted me yesterday, right next to it,
you like to keep bringing that up, don't you?
I really do. I don't know why.
Yep.
Maybe it's just that I'm getting a certain reaction out of you.
No, you ain't getting no reaction out of me.
Monday, September 11th, 2017, 6:33 a.m. Hey, Haney, it's Stan's girlfriend.
Thank you.
How are you guys? Stan's cell has no service, and you were staying with somebody else.
Yeah.
We have no power. He's trying to get back into his condo so he can get into work. And I replied, very lengthy, bear with me. I'm okay, no power here either.
Yep. Memories.
Any damage that you can tell? Some. Does Stan know all radio is off the air? I doubt it. He just went to see if he can walk to his condo. Okay, thanks. Stan, not connected, just tried calling you, making my way to the station in her car with her. Hopefully they have power.
Because I didn't.
Then, immediately after that, Stan says, don't bother coming in. Then I replied again, very lengthy reply, very prompt. What is going on? My phone can text, but no phone calls. They want news the next 48 hours. Phones are out. You're on backup. Stan is running the board till 4. Then the D train is coming in.
Ooh. Memories.
That's it in a nutshell.
Yeah. Now, do you hear that? Stan's running the board. Stan's going in. Stan's trying to get to work. The history of this radio station, if you talk to the people that were, Stan was nowhere to be seen.
Well, yep. Correct the record.
Yep. Oh, no. So-and-so did it. So-and-so. Not Stan.
You're getting worked up now.
Can we do the local
And it's
beat?
All thanks to me.
Yeah, I know.
And we've got this mystery that you brought up.
This is where incredible.
You said that this morning.
Yes.
Alico Road was shut down.
Yep. in all directions.
Was Three Oaks shut down,
Three
too?
Three Oaks was shut down, a bunch of other side roads.
What the hell happened?
And that an investigation was going on.
And that's all they would say.
Now we know. And you know what? If we've got time for somebody to text or call in, 277-9600, that lived around in that area, we got a lot of friends in that area. Did you hear anything? Did you hear anything? Get a load of this. Right here in Fort Myers.
And not just Fort Myers, in the park.
Yep. This, you'd expect something like this to happen in Fort Pierce. Well, we're right there with them. Headline. This, pick the news source you want to go to on this one. I think this was NBC2. Headline. Sheriff. Two thugs shot at Lee County deputies after violent home invasion.
Oh, jeez.
Dateline Lee County. Two men were arrested following a shootout with deputies in South Fort Myers early this morning. Deputies responded to a home invasion in San Carlos Park Tuesday night. As deputies arrived, two armed suspects drove away from the neighborhood in a silver van. The two men drove northbound on Three Oaks Parkway as deputies tried to stop them. After driving eastbound on Alico Road, the chase ended when the two men crashed into a ditch at Alico Road in I-75. The suspects, Travis Raines and Jordan Gerke, shot at deputies, shooting off multiple rounds. A patrol vehicle was hit at least six times in the shootout. Thank God, no deputies were injured.
And what time did this happen?
Early Tuesday night into Wednesday morning.
So the overnight morning. Hours, yep. That's all we know.
The men ran from the scene, and with the help of a canine unit and aviation, deputies found them and took them into custody. Travis Raines.
So they shot and then ran on foot.
Yes, sir. Travis Raines is facing three counts of attempted murder of a police officer, resisting arrest without violence, and battery on a canine. Jordan Gerke is facing three counts of attempted murder of a police officer, resisting arrest without violence, and fleeing with lights and sirens activated. The investigation continues. Junior, let's take a look at our two suspects.
Oh, God.
What a mess.
What is that?
That's a... What is that, Junior? You're into that stuff. What is that?
Into what stuff?
That,
the face tattoos?
Yeah, you're into that.
All I can make out is one tattoo says mob.
Of course.
How old are these punks?
You got an age on these? Well, the sheriff called them thugs. Carmine said thugs.
I mean, if that thug came into my C store, I'd card him.
Absolute Law text line. Guys, I went to work at 4 a.m. this morning. The cops had the entire road area closed by then. Love you guys, even Junior. So yeah, this and when I got up this morning, they said, if you're heading to work, don't even go in the area. I didn't know what it was. Now we find out, you know, after the press release, it was an effing shootout in the park.
What is wrong with people, Stan?
17 and 22.
Good Lord.
17 and 22.
They're not clients of yours, are they, Junior?
Yeah.
No.
You sure one of them didn't promise to take you to the penthouse?
The guy with the face tattoo probably did a while back.
Unbelievable. And I'm great job by the Lee County Sheriff's Department.
Lee County Sheriff doesn't mess around.
No, they don't. Great job by Sheriff Carmine and his boys getting this done. They were picked up quick. And with all those shots being fired, thank God there wasn't a deputy hurt in that matter. But man, right here, right in our town. I got kids.
How does that arrive under the category of a good idea?
That's not a good idea. Oh, somebody thought it would be a good idea, though, that as I'm doing that story, you do your brat with that whole, what is that? Yeah. Ah. Of course.
Do kids need a refresher on pretend versus reality?
You can get a look at these guys on our Facebook page. Remember, you can go to our Facebook page. Just go to stanandhaney.com, click on the official Stan and Haney Facebook page, like it, follow it, and you can see all of these things that we're throwing up during the broadcast, especially during Haney's news.
I wonder if it's dawned on them that playing cops and robbers for real isn't so much fun.
Absolute Law text line. My brother lives close by in the park. He said many cops went racing to the scene at around midnight to 1 a.m. in the morning.
Now, for a home invasion in the park, there has to be more going on.
Oh, there is. It's still an ongoing investigation. They're going to get the answers.
They didn't. I would be highly shocked if they picked a house at random.
Yep. We're going to take a break. Are you smarter than Haney?
And judging by the looks of these two,
yeah,
it was probably somebody's parents' house.
Up next, Lucky K-Rocker go head-to-head with Mark Haney when we return.
96 K-Rock is where we've been for years. It's not a bad place to be. Besides, we've been told we can check out any time we like. And they said something else, but I forget what it was.
Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
It's not important,
but
fine.
Junior was just on the Lee County Sheriff's site. The 17-year-old, booked as a juvie, was released. Charges still. Attempted murder on a police officer was released. What did it say? No bond? Hold on, I hit the wrong button. Go ahead.
It says bond amount not set. I don't know if that's because it's juvenile court. I don't know.
But
he was in custody for all of 4 hours.
Yeah, he had his. The charges are there. A little 17-year-old juvie got out.
Yeah, he was booked at 9:34 and then was released at 1:04.
Unbelievable.
So there are no consequences.
Evidently, if you're 17, that should be an adult. Unbelievable.
What about his buddy?
Yeah, what about his pal? Any news on his pal?
I'll look him up, too.
The 22-year-old?
See, Junior has very highly sophisticated tools,
yes,
that allow him to actually access the sheriff's information.
No, not everybody can get to that.
Okay, yeah, I thought only Chris Cuomo could. We're not allowed.
I think he can. I don't know. He's working his magic.
Remember that with WikiLeaks?
Yes.
Now, we at CNN can view this material, but you would be committing a federal crime.
How dare you? Hi, Carly.
Hi.
Let's get back to normal.
It's so nice to see
it
Carly.
Is. She's a calming influence here in the studio.
And did you see Carly?
Oh, yeah, you signed all the shirts.
All the shirts.
All 30 of them.
Mm-hmm. And she did inform me that as far as people that have been waiting to get their prizes for 6 months now,
she's kept track of them.
The process is going to begin.
Yes. You will probably get an email sometime today with all the information on it.
If you've won a prize, Carly will personally send you an email.
Yes, it comes from me personally.
Yeah, I know.
Good job keeping track of 6 months worth
of
stuff.
Thank you. It was over like 1,000 and some prizes between all the stations.
That's a lot.
It is.
Good work.
Thank you.
Somebody, we're going to add to that right now. Because
add to Carly's burden.
Yep, we're going to play Are You Smarter Than Haney? Up for grabs today, a $50 gift certificate to be used at John Michael's Diamond and Jewelry Studio in Cape Coral. You can put that towards earrings, necklaces, rings, and a whole bunch more. And it's a nice, it's an awesome gift. And we want to thank, of course, John Michaels for providing that. And it's in Cape Coral. And that prize can be yours if you're smarter than Haney.
If you think you're smarter than me, I would like.
Are you ever going to sing?
No, I'm not.
Never.
Never.
Prize is yours for free if you prove you're smarter than me. It's not easy.
It's hard work.
Stan's trick questions. What?
Nothing tricking,
jerk. All those prizes yours for free. Matching wits with Mark Haney. You're a contestant, Stan's the host.
Hi, everybody.
I'm the one who knows the f***ing most. If you dare to disagree, simply prove you're smarter than me. I'm a genius, you're a slob. I must beat you, that's my f***ing job. If you think you're smarter than me, I politely disagree.
Six categories. Your job is to go head-to-head with Mark Haney. First person to get all six will be the winner. Carly can be your lifeline for one category. You have to say, I'd like to use my lifeline before I ask the question.
And she claims she has never sung a song.
I don't sing.
What about Easter time? Here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail. Hippity hoppity,
no.
Easter's
on.
What about Wheels on the Bus?
No, I don't round. Sing.
You didn't even do it then?
No.
What about Christmas and Jingle Bells? And
no.
You've never sung a happy tune?
No.
If you answer correctly, you'll hear this. Incorrectly. Taking too long, you lose.
How bad could it be, Carly?
What?
Your singing voice.
It's probably not bad. I just don't want to.
Try this one.
Hills are alive with the sound of money.
Carly.
Release the phones.
Edelweiss.
277-9600. To challenge Mark Haney in Are You Smarter Than Haney? $50 gift certificate.
You've never hummed along with a Britney Spears song?
To John Michaels Diamond and Jewelry Studio.
You never went, ooh, baby, baby?
No.
Random listener doesn't mean the first
Not
one.
Not one time. She has never sung a single note, ever.
Ever.
And she never will.
Ahoy, who's this? Nope. Ahoy, who's this?
Heather.
Heather, would you like to play?
She would love to play.
All right, Heather. Say hi to Carly. She's your lifeline.
Hi, Carly.
Hi, Heather.
All right. Say hi to Haney.
Let's sing it. Hi, Carly.
No. Heather's a live wire here. Live
Gotta
wire.
Watch out. Watch out. You know, women, they get mean to each other.
They start locking horns.
Heather,
you know how the game's played, right? Six categories, first person to get all six, and if your opponent cannot answer the question, you can steal if you have the category open, and Carly can be your lifeline for one category. Understood?
Absolutely.
All right, let's begin. We begin, as always, with Mark Haney. Mark, category?
People and geography.
Geography. Mm-hmm. Haney. And be listening, Heather, because if Haney can't answer, you can steal.
Copy.
Haney, what regal residence has 775 rooms to keep clean? What regal residence has 775 rooms to keep clean?
Buckingham Palace.
You are absolutely correct and on the board.
Now, nice. I tried to talk myself out of it.
Always go with that first instinct.
Got it.
Because
good one, Mark.
I was thinking it would be more likely to be Versailles.
Yeah.
But that's overthinking it.
Yep. Heather, category, geography, entertainment, history, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure.
Let's try science and nature.
Science and nature. All right. This is okay. Listen carefully, Heather, to this one. What is added to Morton iodized table salt to enhance its flavor? What is added to Morton iodized table salt to enhance its flavor?
I'm going to say iodine.
That is incorrect. That is not going to enhance its flavor. They use that as a little additive.
It's supposed to be good for
you. Haney, you can steal in Science and Nature. What is added to Morton table salt, iodized table salt, to enhance its flavor?
Sugar.
You are right. Yep, sugar. And Science and Nature done. Haney, you have control.
Sorry, Carly.
Oh, it's okay.
Did you know the answer to
that? No, I didn't, actually.
Haney, entertainment, history, arts and literature, history for Mark Haney. Haney, what former vice president... Oh, I think we asked that. I'm sorry. Haney, what H word is Hebrew for praise the Lord? H word in Hebrew for praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You are absolutely correct. Hallelujah. Heather, happens.
I know.
That's what happens when Haney breaks service on you. It puts you at a disadvantage. You're wide open.
Well, there's always the chance that I'll get into it with a line judge.
You have all the categories. You have Carly as a lifeline. Pick a category. It's wide open.
Run them through me again.
Sure. Geography, entertainment, history, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure.
Let's try arts and literature.
Arts and literature. Let me see. Okay. All right. Arts and literature for you, Heather.
Mm-hmm.
Haney, you already have... No, you do not have the category.
Oh, it's my favorite, you know.
If you don't get it, you can steal if she doesn't get it. Heather, what 1996 fictional diary included a running tally of the heroine's cigarette, alcohol, and chlorine consumption? Oh, I'm sorry. I don't have my glasses on. Calorie consumption. Sorry.
Chlorine?
No, calorie. All right.
Well, the president says it's the breakfast of champions.
That's right. You inject it right into your veins. Let me do it again. What 1996 fictional diary included a running tally of the heroine's cigarette, alcohol, and calorie consumption?
Oh, for the love of Pete.
It's a ridiculous question.
It's pretty well known. It's arts and literature. What do you want from me? I think Carly knows it, I think.
No, I don't.
Oh, nuts.
Take a guess.
I really don't even
know where buzzer. Haney, do you want to even take a shot at that?
Diary of a Mad Housewife.
No. The Bridget Jones Diary.
Nobody knows that.
Nobody
knows that.
Look,
I've never seen those.
Don't start with me, Heather. Don't. Haney, you have control. Entertainment, arts and literature, sports and leisure.
Well, that's very slim choice. I'm sorry, Carly. While there's still more than one choice, would you like to pick one?
Entertainment, arts and literature, sports and leisure.
I'll do entertainment.
Entertainment.
Normally, I let you do the science, but I saw that.
I know, science and nature is my favorite.
In entertainment. What pop singer, Carly, refers to her fans as little monsters? Junior, do you know that one?
I think I do.
Okay.
I do.
Carly, do you know what?
And it's not ancient. It's fairly recent.
What
I'm torn between two.
Are you saying, Heather, are you saying that Haney's giving her too many hints?
Yes, got it.
Carly, which pop singer refers to her fans as little monsters?
Oh, no, I'm torn between two of them.
We need an answer. Because Heather can steal, and something tells me she might have a guess.
I'm going to say Lady Gaga.
Yes!
You are That's my girl.
I was between that or Madonna, but then I was like, I don't think she ever called them anything.
Yeah, it's Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga. Heather, please, I don't want to see you shut out. Pick a category.
Good grief. entertainment.
All right, entertainment.
Carly, can you do it twice in a row?
Carly,
we're
going to
see. I'm not usually good at this category.
All right.
Let's see.
All right, entertainment.
But you did it again. You're going, oh, I don't know. And then you blurt out the right answer.
I have all the faith in you. Let's go, girl.
A little support from Junior there.
Yes. Do you know anything about Star Trek?
No.
Don't do that to her.
All right. Do you know anything about? Do you know anything about the Beatles?
Don't do that to her.
No.
Heather, do you know anything about the Beatles?
I know Star Trek.
All right. Do you want to pass and use Carly for another one and rescind it and answer it yourself?
Okay.
Deal. All right. This has to do with Star Trek: The Next Generation.
Oh, nuts. Okay.
I just told you. In
entertainment. I know the old one.
In entertainment, which Star Trek character is a big fan of Earl Grey tea?
Star Trek character?
Is
Earl
big,
Grey tea?
Yeah,
really?
And I'm going to tell you, in the Next Generation episodes, and I know that, and I'm not even a big Trekkie, but I knew that he's a big fan of Earl Grey tea.
Come on, Heather, make it so.
I know, it's probably the
make
captain,
so.
Dude. Not a
make it so.
Name.
Make it
the
so.
The captain guy. The captain.
And what is his name?
I know, I'm trying to think of it. I watched the old ones, not the new ones.
Captain Baldy.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yep, that's not it, is it?
Can I answer for him?
No, you can't.
You can, I let you.
No go on that one, huh?
Dang it.
I'm going to send it to our resident Trekkie, Junior. Who is it?
I know nothing about Star Trek.
I know this one. Picard. Captain Jean-Luc Picard.
Yeah.
All right.
I like Captain Baldy better. But
yes.
Right. Well, he's nothing compared to the great James Tiberius Kirk.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, James Kirk.
Let's see. Yeah, he would kiss any alien if it was female.
Yep.
Any.
Dun, 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 dun.
Haney, arts and literature, sports and leisure.
Arts and literature.
What? Arts and literature. Arts and literature.
Get on the board.
I like this. Haney, what publication uses the motto America's finest... excuse me. America's finest news source? Think about this. They've been around a long time.
The National Enquirer.
That is incorrect. You can steal, Heather.
America's
finest news source.
TMZ.
No.
Ah.
Any guess?
No.
The Onion.
The what?
The Onion. You look that up, Heather. You'll find a lot of good news there.
Heather, I like the Babylon Bee.
Yes. Heather, you're wide open. You still have Carly as a lifeline.
And Carly, pick one, please, so
Carly,
I don't look like a total doofus at the end of this game.
It's completely wide open.
Let's do science and nature.
Science sure. and nature.
Science. Never not be about geese again.
Okay, this is interesting. And I think if people think about it, no matter what your knowledge is on this, if you think about it, you should be able to have the answer. And this is for Heather.
And if you think about it too hard, would you be able to talk yourself right out of it?
Yes. Carly, for Heather. What do you do?
And
it's multiple choice.
Okay.
What do you do every time you sneeze? Clear your ears, close your eyes, or wink? Every time. When you sneeze, do you clear your ears, close your eyes, or wink? Most people do it every time when they sneeze.
Close your eyes?
You are correct in close your eyes. In science,
Carly. You're welcome.
And Carly is 2 for 2 today.
Yes, she is.
Look at me go.
And Heather, you're on the board thanks to Carly.
Thank you, Carly.
You're welcome.
Haney.
I'm going to sing your name.
Arts and Literature, Sports and Leisure. Arts and Literature. Haney, in Arts and Literature, what structure did the Chrysler Building surpass in 1929 as the tallest building in the world?
Empire State Building.
That is incorrect.
Oh, my God.
The Empire State Building surpassed the Chrysler Building.
Oh, what's the one in Chicago?
What did the Chrysler Building surpass in height as the tallest structure in the world? Heather, you can get that in Arts and Literature.
In the world.
In the world. Very well known, I might add.
Oh, that's too much of a hint.
Yeah,
Doctor?
I know.
The what? Is it the Eiffel Tower?
It is the Eiffel Tower.
Yay!
It is the Eiffel Tower. Heather, geography, entertainment, history, sports, and leisure.
Geography.
Heather, what country is the world's largest producer of wool?
Yeah.
Wool.
Country. Large producer of wool. It's that one over there.
Mm-hmm.
Across the big pond.
Mm-hmm.
We are under 2 minutes to play. Under 2 minutes to
play. There are two minutes remaining to play.
Australia?
Yes, it is Australia.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
It was that extra shot of tequila.
Haney. Arts and Literature, Sports and Leisure.
Sports and Leisure.
All right.
I'm on the board.
Haney, what is the point value of the outer bullseye on a dartboard?
Oh.
The outer bullseye on a dartboard, point value.
1.
Red.
Incorrect.
Nope,
you can steal.
I haven't played darts.
I know, me neither. Point value, Heather.
I want to say that it's 10.
Incorrect. Junior, do you know?
I was going to say 20.
25.
Obviously, everybody knows that.
Heather, entertainment, history, sports and leisure.
Sports and leisure.
Sports and leisure. La, da, da. Hold on, just you hold on a second.
I'm holding. So exciting.
Heather, which is not an original flavor of Skittles candies?
Okay.
Lemon, grape, or cherry? Not an original flavor.
No. Oh. I thought they all were. Lemon? Grape or cherry?
Answer?
Yeah, I'm going to say grape.
Incorrect.
No!
Haney, steal.
Lemon.
Incorrect. It's cherry. It's never been a flavor of Skittles.
Well, they have a red one.
It's not cherry.
Is it?
I don't know what it is.
Nobody knows.
Lemon, grape, and cherry. Cherry is still not a flavor in Skittles.
Have you learned nothing from Junior? It's not about the flavor. It's about you call it by the color.
It's the color.
Yeah, it's the red.
I have a purple gobstopper.
What flavor is that?
purple.
You have to stop. Heather, you are making a great comeback, but time is our enemy here. Haney 4, Heather 3, and you did get the last crack at it. So we're even, Steven. Haney wins on time, but I'd still like to give you the $50.
So I went on a kneel down?
Yes, to John Michael's Diamond and Jewelry Studio, but you got to tell Haney something.
Haney, thanks for the spanking. You're definitely smarter than me.
Aw, Heather, you enjoy your prize. You earned it.
Hold on, Heather. Thank you so much for playing. Hold on. And thank you, Carly. 2 for 2 today.
Yeah, Carly doing the heavy lifting today.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Engineered to provide 4 times more listening enjoyment than ever before.
Stan and Haney.
And their fine companions on a trip.
96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. You know, we were talking earlier about these two thugs. That got arrested. Junior's been doing some digging.
Well,
by the way, the tattoo on his face, which says mob, according to a texter, says that stands for money over bitches.
Oh, I see. And, well, that makes all kinds of
and
sense.
And you got more information on the 17-year-old who got out.
Yeah, that kid, he was arrested.
And given a stern talking to.
Yeah.
Well, he was arrested earlier today with all this and released within a matter of hours, but he was also arrested on February 22nd of this year for first-degree arson, and he was only in jail for like an hour.
And that was before the tat.
And he looks like a normal kid. Here, I'll show you.
Well, before the hairdo and the tattoo. Yep.
Just looks like a normal kid.
That does not look normal to me.
It does not look normal to me. Eyes all
more normal
down.
Than that other picture.
He's on the road to trouble right there.
What's he on in that picture?
He's on some kind of speed. He's tweaking.
You know, as much as things change, it's nice to know that some things don't. At every level of academia, Stan, especially the forced indoctrination of our public schools.
Thank you. Yes. Yes.
There is one organization that you can count on to be the fun people to be around and the permanent smartasses of academia.
And they are?
The band.
Oh, absolutely.
I have just received word from the Columbia University Marching Band. Now, bear with me. I'd like you to just bear with me as I read portions of their statement. On Saturday, September 12th, the Columbia University Marching Band held a town hall in order to discuss numerous anonymous postings and allegations of sexual misconduct, assault, theft, racism, and injury to individuals and the Columbia community as a whole. The meeting had more than 20 band members in attendance, all of whom expressed their tremendous dissatisfaction with the organization and the injury it has caused to our members and the broader Columbia community. The current band attempts to take responsibility both for harm directly caused by present band members and for injustices which occurred at other times in the band's history. The band has unanimously and enthusiastically decided to dissolve. It will no longer continue in any capacity. The Columbia University Marching Band apologizes for the insult and injury victims have experienced as a result of actions perpetrated in its name. The band has maintained a club structure founded on the basis of racism, cultural oppression, misogyny, and sexual harassments. The band understands that for many, the damage experienced at the hands of the Columbia University Marching Band may be irreparable, and the band will not be asking for or expecting any forgiveness. The current band hopes that the band's dissolution will provide relief to the present suffering of the Columbia community and time to heal from the decades of harm caused by this organization. We hope that the band's disbandment can create a space that allows for the formation of a new spirit group that will provide a safe and inclusive outlet for students to play music at Columbia.
Well, finally, somebody's opening their eyes.
Indeed. Thank God for the band.
By the way, this guy says MOB stands for Members of Bloods. Don't you dare do that across there with those signs.
His hands are cramping up, Stan.
Yeah, that's
very awkward.
One thing on the board at Fort Myers, it is a crash, 11,000 block of Plantation Road, right by the Life Church. And you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour, the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. You want to know what's coming up? Well, he's got today's headlines for you.
I love it. The band canceled themselves.
Yeah. We're done.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know. I want you to think about this. How long does it take you to complete a major online purchase? From the thought, I should get that, to check out successful.
For me, with a lot of hand-wringing for a major purchase, it could take days. It could take days.
You know, a lot of people are afraid that this pandemic has been just an excuse to screw over mom-and-pop restaurants and have corporations take over everything.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but I do know this. A Mountain Dew margarita is on its way to your local Red Lobster.
Right on.
Something that was in the grab bag, which bears repeating. A police helicopter pilot gets a burglary alert from his doorbell cam and hunts them down.
Yep.
And finally, here's something you don't hear every day. A female sumo champ in Pennsylvania breaks into somebody's house to retrieve her cat, James Bond. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter's important to us. It's important. Mama. That's why we now present to you the 4 o'clock fluffer. Mark.
Stan.
Everyone.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies.
What would you do if somehow you were able to switch places with the richest man in the world?
Oh, man, yeah.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
things you'd do if you had Jeff Bezos money.
Top things you'd do if you had Jeff Bezos money.
Obviously, take it to the casino and try and double it.
You're darn right. Parlay that mother.
Buy Mars and open an alien sex farm.
What?
Buy several South American countries.
Living in America.
Launch an expedition to finally retrieve Gilligan from the island.
Yes.
Buy a Richter scale and see how high you can make it go by repeatedly dropping your wallet. Yeah. pay my fair share of taxes. Yeah. Just kidding. Make a giant pole that reaches into outer space for no reason.
I've just about had enough of you.
Buy Andy Reid a face shield with wipers.
Yep. The way he spray talks.
Oh, my God.
And finally, the very top thing you'd do if you had Jeff Bezos money.
Yes.
Buy a single container of Lysol wipes on eBay. Oh, no. Here it comes.
Oh,
there
we go.
Oh,
my God.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
no. I hate you, Claire.
I don't need this today.
I
don't even know what that's about.
No.
Elvis has left the building.
Email. That's it, baby.
Ahoy at StanandHaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at StanandHaney.com.
Okay, okay.
I heard something about Claire's, but I got a splitting headache.
I hate you.
I hate you, Claire's.
stick pin. This is from Nick. Now, Nick, you've moved around a lot, and you think you deserve 3 stick pins. Now, we appreciate your
Oh, come on,
service.
Stan. He's been to Philadelphia, Jacksonville. Now he's in Chicago.
He actually was in Africa and around.
Oh, I thought it was Nick Foles.
No, no. Stick pin for our buddy Nick, and we appreciate your service, Nick. Fountain, Colorado. Stick pin. It's right outside Fort Carson. Listens every day.
God bless him. He takes his wherever he goes,
yep.
Huh?
Stick pin, Fountain, Colorado. Fountain, Colorado. This is from Robert out at the estates. Ahoy, boys. Please advise the listeners that true Trump supporters do not throw their lit cigarette butts on the streets, as true Americans respect our streets. Live it up. Throw a butt. We don't need wildfires here, boys. Signed, Robert.
Yeah. Isn't it odd how global warming causes the fires, but they keep arresting these arsonists?
Yeah. And Canada doesn't have any fires.
Isn't that odd?
And they got more woods.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's basically the same woods. They keep growing.
Correct. This is from Javier. Ahoy, guys. Just wanted to share my quick experience due to our question of the week last Thursday. Where are you? Without a ticket, without an invite, where'd you get yourself into? I had Miami Dolphins season tickets 7 years ago. With the tickets, I was given a pass to go to the exclusive bar inside the stadium. Apparently, I was given a
Remember that one?
Yes.
They had like this surface that would keep your drinks cold?
Apparently, I was given the wrong pass because as soon as I got in, I was escorted with security to the locker room along with my date. Signed, Javier, and he had pictures to prove it. Right on.
Well, sometimes they get confused, you know, the different color laminates.
Yeah, that's true. This is from Mark. Ahoy, Stan and Haney. Mark from Naples here. I would love to hear Bill O'Reilly on your show. He's been on our show.
Mm-hmm.
Bill just came out with a book and has his own media company. He taught school in Miami in the early 70s. He may be a game for an interview. Give great insight into this crazy time before the election. You guys are the best. Signed, Mark. Yeah, we had him on a few years ago, and he was good.
You know, that sounds an awful lot like someone that would make a good producer.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, The Guardian.
Jesus.
Let's see what we got here. United Emirates.
Jesus.
Is he talking about the history that nobody knows about?
Yeah.
Crazy Biden. Nancy.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Okay, guys. Trump.
Harris administration.
Yeah, he gets into it.
Jesus.
Okay, guys. Trump once again gets a peace treaty between Israel and the United Arab Emirates. And all the left can say is that it's just a distraction. Talk about trying to make Trump's accomplishments seem insignificant. Sorry, but this is huge. But of course, what else would you expect from Nancy Pelosi and her cronies? Oh, by the way, there are 9 other countries getting ready to sign that peace agreement. A couple of other things happened yesterday that had me going WTF. First, you had some idiot from CNN interviewing Pelosi, calling her crazy Nancy.
Well, I was CNBC.
Yep. Then, yeah, and he apologized profusely. Now, the other thing I found interesting was that both Biden and Harris, and what they said seems to me to be very telling. They said in a Harris-Biden administration. Just a minute, I thought Biden was running for president and Harris is the VP. They both did it.
Mm-hmm. Come on, man!
That seems to back up what I have been saying. Biden will serve about 6 months, then he will be declared unfit mentally, and Harris will step in. He will peacefully resign. There won't be any mental issues. He's going to step down.
For the good of the country.
The good of the country and health reasons.
Did you see what...
You guys are the best, sign the Guardian.
He's done it again!
That guy from Fox, that Chad Pegram that Hannity always says, this guy knows everything.
Yeah.
I hope we don't have to go through this. I sincerely hope
we
don't.
The attorneys and all of that? And the it delays seems and the Pelosi and
the... He said it's possible.
Yes, it is possible.
That the Democrats continue contesting the election.
Yes.
And if it gets to Inauguration Day, January 20th...
You've got to go through the
and
the
there and there is no of, and there is no declared winner.
Yep.
At that point, Nancy Pelosi would become president of the United States.
January 20th, the term officially ends. And if there is no president, and by the way, the oath that you see in front of the Capitol, that's ceremonial. It's done in the White House. It's all taken care of ahead of time through documents and all of that. But if there is no president or vice president,
that's all. If they drag it out long enough,
it goes to the Speaker of the House.
Now they don't even have to win. They just have to drag it out.
Now you say, well, if it's dragged out, what is she going to be there for 1 or 2 days before they finally decide who's president? Can you imagine executive orders in 1 or 2 days?
I think they've already been written.
We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
A soothing waterfall of character flaws, coupled with the bitter taste of harsh judgment. Stan and Haney.
96 K-Rock.
That about describes it. Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Wednesday afternoon. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Greatly appreciated. We're going to get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. And I'm also going to tell you about, just by simply going to our website or using the mobile app, how you can get great half-price deals for your businesses, attractions, restaurants. It's a pretty good deal. Let's get you updated first for your drive home. We will start in Boquilla. There is a crash, 10,000 block of Stringfellow Road at the Pine Island Center. Fort Myers crash. Luckett Road and Ortiz Avenue. And then we have one in Bonita Springs. It is a crash. 27,000 block of Old 41 Road, right by the For Heaven Shakes. Is that milkshakes? I'd like a good strawberry shake. A little whipped cream on the top of it. I could go for one of those right now. But I can't. As I was saying, K-Rock's half-price deals. Go to 96krock.com or the K-Rock mobile app and save at Southwest Florida's, and I mean it, best restaurants, businesses, attractions. Get half off by purchasing on the K-Rock website. It's all at 96krock.com and on the K-Rock mobile app. K-Rock's half-price deals. Ahoy!
Dad.
Tony?
Hey, Tony. Tony D'Amico?
This is Tony speaking.
Are you Tony? What's going on? Where's the old peppin' Tony D'Amico's voice? I almost heard you gasping for air. That's not a good sign. What's the matter, buddy?
Stan, I'm in bad shape.
Oh no! Did something happen to you? Did you have a fall?
No.
Oh man, you got the bug. You're not COVID-y, are you?
I don't think so, Stan. But I'd gone downhill in a hurry.
It sounds it. Are you home? Are you at the restaurant? You need to be lying down or something, by the way you sound.
I haven't been able to get out of bed for a while.
So you're at home in bed right now?
Yes, I can't move.
You can't. I hope you don't have what I had the other week. You got a fever or anything?
Nothing like that. What happens then is that I went for my doctor's appointment for my checkup.
Yeah, hold on. But Tony, do me a favor. I'm really concerned here. Just don't talk for a second. Just breathe for me. Let me hear you breathing. That was the first thing that I heard when you picked up the phone. Oh, my God. Do you see, Tony? You said you went to the doctor, so you're under a doctor's care, aren't you? Oh my God, that breathing!
My doctor of many years retired, and he didn't tell me, and he was replaced by this young fella, who I guess is the only one I'm allowed to see on my insurance.
Oh, man, yeah, that happens, especially with the 6 months of no office visit. You never liked going to a doctor anyway.
I couldn't stand it.
And so you didn't know your doctor retired. So you got some young kid that took over the practice?
Yeah, and he you know, went with the stethoscope and...
What?
And he looked in my ear. And,
okay.
Then he wanted to, you know, he took a lot of blood from me, made me dizzy.
Well, they it sounds like they're giving you the full work over there. What was it, a physical that you were supposed to get?
Well, he was really bad-mouthing the old doc who's been with me for years and said that the doctor I was very fond of didn't know what he was doing.
Oh, so the new doctor said your doctor that you had who retired didn't know what he was doing?
Yeah, he said it was very antiquated the way that he treated me.
I believe he treated you through your heart attack about 20 years ago.
About 15 years ago, a stroke. Then I wish he was still my doctor because this young fella, I got like 16 bottles of pills now.
What do they got you taking?
I can't even pronounce half this stuff. But I figured he's a doctor. He knows best.
How long have you been in bed like this?
Ever since I seen the doctor and I started taking these pills.
When was that? What, earlier in the week?
It was about a week and a half ago.
A week and a half ago?
And I know I'm an old man, but I feel about 150 now. And he said, you need to take all of these medications every day, but the most important thing is that you must stop smoking immediately. And
that's
so,
pretty funny. That's pretty funny. Tell you to stop smoking immediately.
Well, you stand. He said that if I kept smoking, that there was a virtual certainty that it was an emergency, that I should stop immediately, that I was probably overdosing on nicotine in the office.
You were over when you said, went to see him, you were overdosing on nicotine?
That's what he said. And I told him, you know, most of the time I'm fine. I'm a small businessman. I'm very active. And he goes, no, no, no. You need bed rest, and you must take every one of these 16 pills several times a day.
One of them say
and
Chantix?
No cigarettes for you. And I haven't got I don't have the energy to get out of bed. I can't move. All I got is Jimmy put on this World War One documentary on a loop.
Wow. You know, everybody loves a good World War One documentary, Tony. Don't get me wrong on that.
Yeah,
I mean, are you taking, like, nicotine patches, the Chantix? What are they doing?
Dan, I don't know. My eyesight is so poor. I can't even read the labels. I'm putting on a lot of weight. I'm eating just candy all the time.
Candy? What, like a lot of hard candy? Like, you know, because I remember when my grandmother quit, it was a lot of, like, peppermints and hard candies.
Well, I started out like that. I sent Jimmy down to the Walgreens and... he picked me up enough to get me through a couple of days, and then he brought me a tablet, and I started ordering things like cotton candy and lemon heads and gobstoppers.
Gobstoppers? Are you eating those now?
Yeah, I mean, I did pixie sticks.
This is not good. This is all sugar. You're going through withdrawals, Tony. He didn't put you on any Chantix. He didn't give you, like, nicotine patches. Or what about nicotine gum or something? This will kill you.
He said that's antiquated.
Hey, Tony, don't pass out on me. Don't pass out on me. Yeah, I'm worried about you now. But you're taking 16 pills?
Glandular. What? But anyway,
Tony.
So I just was wondering if this keeps up, if you could just maybe in the next couple of days pop by the restaurant and make sure that Tim's okay.
What, is he running the place by himself?
Yeah, I wanted to know if your lawyer...
Wait a second. I got it. Tony, listen to me for just a second.
Yeah.
You've got to be... you know what? I've never personally asked your age. I've always known you as being old. You've got to be in your late 80s into your 90s right now.
But instead, you know me. I was always full of life.
Full of life. That's true. Now, let me ask you something. I'm going to play doctor, although I'm not a doctor. I'm going to play doctor here. I'm concerned about you. I think your old doctor knew this. How old were you when you started smoking cigarettes? How old? Teenager?
12.
Younger? 12. All right, so you're 12. Let's just say you're 90. 92. My math is good. So you've been smoking for 80 years.
Nothing but a number.
You've been smoking. This is going to kill you. I wouldn't advise anybody that's been smoking 80 years just to quit. It'll kill you.
The doctor says that at my age, that most of my time should be spent in bed rest and pills.
You shouldn't be on most of your time left on bed rest and pills. You've got to get back down to that restaurant. You've got to go and sit in that tornado and smoke.
You know, Stan, that in World War One, and they dig a special trench, and they'd put a log at the end of it, and they'd hang their asses off the log.
Yeah, I know. All right, that's
and
great.
Sometimes they'd fall in the trench and nobody would want to be around them.
Look, I love a World War One documentary just like anybody else. I don't want you watching that.
Foot, The trench foot, that's horrible. That's gangrene, you know.
Look, Tony, I'm going to tell you right now. I'm concerned about you. This doctor doesn't know. Quitting after 80 years of smoking is going to kill you.
Yeah.
Now, do you have...
There's nothing I can do
about
it.
Yes, you can do. Yes, you can. I'm going to help you out here. You got to have on that end table next to the bed.
I'm just fading.
Look,
okay.
I don't want you fading. Over by the end table where you got all that stuff.
Do you want the tornado?
No, I don't want the tornado. God knows I don't want... Look.
Do you want the restaurant?
No, I don't. God, no, I don't want that dump. Now, look, Tony.
Timmy can't do it on his own.
That's right. Right, you're going to be right back there. I'm going to fix it. God damn it. Will you listen to me for once in your life? Go into the drawer there where I know you got a pack of smokes. I've never known you to be this disciplined. Where you got the pack of smokes. And I'm sure you got a book of matches or a lighter. Right next to the bed. Right there.
Yeah.
Right there. Right under where, you know, go under where Sheila, your ex-dead wife, used to keep the stuff. There's a pack, I'm sure, right under there.
Yeah.
This is going to kill you.
The doctor.
Look, you don't need to live your day. This smoking 80 years can kill you if you stop. If you get a cigarette out right now.
Are you telling me because you are my best friend?
That's so nice to say, Tony. You're like a father to me.
Yeah,
grandfather, great grandfather.
And are you telling me the doctor's trying to kill me?
I'm saying that this young doctor doesn't know that your system, your lungs, your windpipe, your sinuses, every muscle in your body has lived on nicotine for 80 years. I'm telling you right now.
They served me well.
Yeah, it's done a lot of damage, but not using it's going to kill you. Rip the filter right off of one, smoke it straight, and put it to your lips and light it. Just follow my instructions. It's going to kill you. Bring it right to your lips.
You're going too fast.
Rip the filter.
Am I talking to Stan or an angel?
Yeah, you're talking to Angel Stan.
Angel Stan says smoking good.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I'm an angel, the angel of death. And so go put the...
Do you mean that God wants me to smoke?
Yes, he does. Just put the cigarette to your lips.
Look,
no filter. Light it.
I know.
You need nicotine.
I ain't prayed like I should.
You need all of the chemicals that are... swipe those prescriptions. Let them hit the ground.
But God is having mercy on me.
Light her up.
Telling me to have mercy.
Don't worry about it, Checkup. This young doc doesn't know what he's talking about.
I'm very weak.
I know. That's why, with your last emphysema breath, light that thing. And take a good long drag from it.
Oh, the damn lighter.
Come on, get that thing lit. Shake it a little bit. There's fluid in it. Take that cigarette. Hey, Tony. There you are. See, I told you. You just need a little nicotine.
Is this Stan?
Yeah, it's the Angel Stan.
Stan.
Yeah.
I was just having the craziest dream.
Yeah.
You were an angel sent from God that told me that I was allowed to smoke again.
Careful. Take another deep drag. You're still unstable. Take another deep drag.
Oh, my God.
All right. Now get out of that bed and get into that tornado. Head down to that restaurant. Big Tim's been running it for a week and a half now. Lord knows what's in there. You got to go and put your foot down. You're back to normal, Tony.
You're damn right. I got one thing to do first.
What's that?
I got to flush some pills.
Atta boy. That a boy. We'll be back.
I've got three kids, but it's not always easy keeping their clothes clean.
Marilyn Hunter talks about new Ultra Tough Plus.
With Tommy wetting the bed and Alex shitting his pants all day, I need a tough detergent. Plus, my teenage daughter just started her period. Well, luckily, I found Ultra Tough Plus. It has three detergent cleansers and bleach to get my family's clothes their brightest. So the next time my husband gets me wet or in his pants while I'm... I know that new Ultra Tough Plus will come to the rescue.
New Ultra Tough Plus. Powers out tough stains.
We're just like most of you. Financially devastated ex-husbands, unrepentantly proud fathers, and underappreciated employees. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney got an interesting text. A lot of people got riled up when Junior did some digging on that 17-year-old.
Yeah,
that,
he was
released.
He was in jail for about 4 hours.
This was a guy that was him and his 22-year-old buddy, home invasion.
Who last night shot at the cops.
Cops chased him. At least 6 bullet holes in the cop car. He was arrested along with his buddy with attempted murder. Multiple charges of attempted murder on a police officer. 3 charges. And juvie, and he was released about 1 o'clock this afternoon. Absolute law.
If you're shooting at the cops overnight and you're out of jail at 1 in the afternoon.
Absolute law text line. Guys, I know this is the ultimate text line. Listening to this story is sickening. I worked at a level 6 to 8 detention center for girls ages 12 to 18. Worked it there in the early 2000s.
Oh, I bet that was noisy.
And they would go and put people in the center, juvies, for repeated runaways. They would go into the system. And ends the text with, what is wrong with our system when a 17-year-old, who I guess was charged with arson back in February, takes shots at police officers and is out by 1 o'clock. Don't get it. Don't get it.
And I don't, because that seems to be the way that it works for criminals. If you or I did anything...
Well, he's a juvie. Junior was telling me he was looking at the sheriff's booking report. They haven't posted on the 22-year-old, which tells me, obviously, an adult, and they're waiting because maybe more charges are going to be coming. And there's more to the story. I mean, if you woke up this morning, you weren't allowed to use Alico Road, Three Oaks Parkway, and other side roads. It was all locked down because there was a home invasion, police chase, police shooting. They brought out the dogs. They got these two 17 and 22-year-olds shooting at the police. Thank God no sheriff's deputy was injured, but one squad car had 6 bullet holes in it. He gets booked on multiple charges, including attempted murder, and he's out at 1 o'clock. What the hell? And he's got a big tattoo on his face.
Multiple.
Yep. 17. I don't get it. I don't get it.
Yeah, and I mean, he's marked himself for life.
Yep. And amazingly, and I don't say amazing, I understand it. We don't know much about the 22-year-old yet. Although you told me, Junior, right? He's got himself a little track record, too.
Yeah, he was arrested like 4 other times, a bunch of controlled substance charges.
Shocking.
There was battery charges. One of those battery charges was on a pregnant woman.
Oh.
Yeah.
But what's wrong with people?
But we don't know that he's the 17-year-old tough guy's out.
Ain't no thing.
Nope. Jeez. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home. Ridiculous. All right, we'll start in North Fort Myers. Got a disabled vehicle. Del Prado Boulevard North and Barbie Lane.
Well, I bet that's fun.
Yeah. Crash, Fort Myers, San Carlos Boulevard, and Flamingo Road. And you.
Any flamingos on that road?
I
doubt it highly. The only place where you could go to Busch Gardens or go down to Hialeah Park. Then you'll find plenty of flamingos.
Yeah, they're still there at Hialeah, aren't they?
Yes. And what they do is they have to let them fly over the track at least once during a session. So they either give them a little shock or some noise, which causes them to fly up in the air all startled, fly around, and then land back where they were.
And calm down.
And calm down. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
There was a time before cable, when the local anchorman reigned supreme, when people believed everything they heard. This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news. One anchor man was more man than the rest.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchor man.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words,
Mark Haney
was the balls.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Thursday, September 16th.
Double M, double X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for Things You Didn't Know.
All right. What? Can you hear that?
Yes, quite audible.
Sorry. I'm just, you gave me veggie straws today that Junior gave you.
Want to get away?
All right, go ahead.
Thank you. You know, they say that for foreigners, learning English, it's one of the most difficult languages to learn.
That's what I've always been told.
Because there are a lot of weird rules with English. Every letter in English is silent in at least one word with one exception.
Hold it. Every letter in the alphabet is silent in at least some word?
Mm-hmm. There's only one letter in the English language that is never, ever silent.
What is it?
V.
Oh, yeah. V's a strong letter. You use V. Victory. Your buddy Victor.
Vice.
It's a strong letter.
I'm sorry to inform you. I'll tell you right now, I'm not a medical doctor. I hope you're sitting down very comfortably.
Yeah.
You all have hemorrhoids.
Don't I know it? Come on. Tell me something I don't know.
Now, you may be painfully aware of the fact that you have hemorrhoids, or you may not be aware that you have hemorrhoids. That would just mean they're not inflamed at the moment.
That's right. That's why you always keep in the medicine cabinet something called a Tux. Feel the soothing relief of a Tux medicated pad. Everybody's got hemorrhoids.
Whoopty ding dong day.
Which is older, Stan? The Aztec Society or England's Oxford University?
I'm telling you right now, you wouldn't be asking it because most people would say the Aztec, but I bet you Oxford's older.
Oxford became a university in 1249. The Aztecs originated in 1325.
Yep. Over there in Europe, a very civilized country going way back.
Mm-hmm.
And then things like the plague would come, and then you'd find out, you know, Dad's got the plague. Dad's got leprosy.
What is it, Mom? Dad's got the plague. Dad's got leprosy.
Yep. My God. He's fine otherwise, but he's got leprosy.
What's going to happen, Mom?
And the, Mom, that's where the whole, they claim that when you sneeze and somebody says, God bless you, that goes back to the plague times.
Yeah, it used to be meant sincerely.
And it was meant because if you were sneezing, oh my God, you might have the plague. God bless you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, may God have mercy on you.
And get away from me.
Yep, and get away from me. That and leprosy.
Dad's got leprosy.
Mom.
What are we going to do? Dad's got the plague. Dad's got leprosy. Mom. Mommy.
Well, Stan has already answered this question, and his answer was days. Let's see how the rest of us stack up.
Oh, about buying something.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
A new survey took a look at how long it takes us as consumers to make a major purchase online. Now, by major, we're talking about anything from a new printer to a new TV.
Oh, that's such a hard decision.
And from start to finish, for the average person, that purchase will consume 3 hours, 5 minutes.
Oh, that's too light. That's easy. That's easy time.
They broke it down into the 7 stages of online shopping.
All right. And I'll give you my time along with it. Let me get a piece of paper. Go ahead. The 7 stages
all
are...
All right. We'll bring it to you in order.
Okay.
I will not reveal the answers as you write yours down,
right,
and then we'll compare.
And then we'll total them up.
Phase one.
Yes.
Deciding whether or not you actually need something.
That can go for a week. And I'm working on, I'll give you an example. That for me, 3 hours, that for me is about 7 days. I'll think about it for a week. I want it. Do I really need it? It's kind of like a Junior and the drum kit you bought him. The drum beat kit.
Yeah.
My research on that, though.
You've spent more time doing research than you have using the product.
Yep.
Well, I'm
getting bored with it.
I'm a busy boy.
You got any money for him?
I'm working on it.
Okay. All right. So
when will that be? I mean, not a big deal, but...
Yeah, what's the day today?
Because you told me on Tuesday that you'd have it Wednesday.
When do you guys go on a vacation?
Next month.
September 39th.
I'll have it on the 38th.
Okay. All right, so 7 days I think about something.
Okay, now that you've decided...
I'm going to pull the trigger.
Then you search different sites for the exact product you want.
That is probably a day's worth. A day.
Okay, once you've decided on the site, then you're going to start reading reviews and recommendations.
I sure will, and usually, there's always somebody in those reviews. It could be 5 stars, 4 stars, 5, then somebody gives it a 1 that says they didn't like it. Then that bothers me. But yeah, looking at reviews, I'll probably go a half a day with looking at the reviews.
Okay, once you've read the reviews and recommendations, then you're going to be comparing actual products and narrowing it down to a specific brand.
That is no time at all. I know the brand that I want. I know the exact thing I want. I don't want a cheap imitation of it. That's no time.
Okay. check. Then you're going to start sharing links and asking for advice from friends or family.
I'll ask my wife. I'll ask you. That's another day. One day for Stan.
Now we're getting down to brass tacks.
Yep.
When you finally decide this is the one, and you actually put it in the cart.
Oh, I've done that. That's
now you would think at that point you'd be done, but
no,
you're not.
You are not. You are so not done. Yeah, that's. I'll put that in the cart. That's an hour. I'll think about putting it in the cart.
Yeah, it'll sit in the cart, and you'll fret over it until the actual purchase, when you finally pull the trigger.
I've removed it from the cart. Ah! Then I'll put it back.
So it would make it through phase six, mm-hmm. And at the last minute you go, ah!
I've done it. It's been sitting right there.
So let's compare the average person to Stan.
Okay.
Number one, deciding whether or not you need something. 35 minutes. Searching different sites for the product you want. 33 minutes. Reading reviews and recommendations. 29 minutes. The average person said they will not buy something if it had less than 3.4 stars. Then, comparing products, narrowing to a specific brand, that'll take 31 minutes. Sharing links and asking for advice, 14 minutes.
Come on, you're not getting advice then.
Finally, putting something in the cart. That will take you 19 minutes to wrestle with that decision.
1 hour, in the cart, out of the cart, in the cart, out of the cart.
And then, finally, the actual purchase. That will require another 24 minutes of contemplation before you finally pull the trigger and buy it.
Mm. And their total is what?
3 hours, 5 minutes.
Stan, 9 days, 1 hour, 30 minutes.
Sounds about right.
Yep.
In a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill,
I was trying to do this during the break, so I didn't go down the air. Where the hell? I'll turn away. You can't hear it. I'm away from the mic.
Yeah, you're fine. I can't hear that at all. You know, Mountain Dew wasn't originally made for kids jumping over couches in the middle of the road.
No, it was a nice mixer with vodka.
Mountain Dew was originally created in 1940, and it was meant to be a mixer
really?
For alcoholic drinks.
Okay.
And nobody knows this better than Red Lobster. They've just announced they're really going to class the place up.
Yeah.
They're adding a Mountain Dew margarita to their menu. Can you imagine what it'll be called?
Ooh, what?
A Dew-garita.
Okay. All right.
Now, there's a picture, and as you might expect, it's aggressively bright green. Some red salt on the rim.
Almost antifreeze looking.
Yeah. Should hit Red Lobster starting this month. Delish.
Mm-mm.
Hell, I've been doing it for years.
Yeah. What do you think that stuff's made for? Oh, there it is. Yep. Prestone.
Easy, Rusty. You know, every job has certain perks or fringe benefits.
Sure.
Three teens in beautiful Deltona, Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Were driving around at 2 in the morning, as teens do, looking for cars to break into.
Sure, as teens do.
And as they were doing this, they triggered someone's Ring doorbell.
Okay.
Got them on video as they were looking for cars to break into. Well, that Ring doorbell alerted the owner of the vehicle. That person was at work, but received an alert that clearly showed these kids trying to break into his truck in his own driveway. But even though he was at work, he was in a pretty good position to do something about it, because he makes a living as a police helicopter pilot. And again, he got the alert while he was at work.
Yeah, right up there in the whirly bird.
He was in the air when the alert came through his phone. He engaged the helicopter's night vision capabilities to track the Utes. Police on the ground tried to pull them over, but couldn't. So the pilot continued following them as other officers set up what they like to call spike strips.
Yeah.
All three of them were arrested. Police found a bunch of wallets in their car, and on top of that, it turns out the car they were driving was itself stolen.
As kids will do.
Yeah. I'm sure they spent at least 45 minutes in jail.
Yeah.
They're facing multiple charges.
Yeah, about 45.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, well, here's something you don't see every day.
What?
There's a 27-year-old woman called Helen Del Popolo.
Helen Del Popolo, 27.
Of Westfield, New Jersey. Helen is a middleweight national champion in the sport of sumo wrestling.
What?
Well, recently, Helen and her roommate had a falling out.
Uh-oh.
Her roommate moved out and took with her Helen's cat, James Bond. Well, last week, Helen did the only thing she could do.
What's that?
As a 27-year-old middleweight national champion sumo wrestler.
I'd like to see what she looks like.
Helen went to the former roommate's home in Pennsylvania to get James Bond back. And even though she's a national middleweight champion sumo wrestler, she brought back up her 34-year-old friend, Lauren Bowser, who's a mortician.
Oh, jeez.
You got a sumo wrestler and a mortician coming for you. But when the ex-roommate witnessed the sumo champ and mortician breaking down her door to try to get James Bond back, at first, she ran. But then she called upon every ounce of strength she possessed and decided that James Bond was worth fighting over.
Darn right.
And she, the mortician, and the sumo wrestler all engaged in fisticuffs. In the end, Helen and Lauren got out of there with James Bond. However, shortly thereafter, they were both arrested for burglary, criminal trespass, and assault. Helen says she firmly believes the charges will be dismissed. Quote, there was no striking or anything like that. Court will happen and everything will turn out all right. I expect a full dismissal or else.
Yeah. Now, Junior, I appreciate you showing me the picture of the cat. Where's,
and that's like a teenage boy.
Yeah, where's Helen? Who's that? What's his name? What is that guy's name?
That teenage boy is Helen.
Oh, my bad. Didn't do it on purpose.
Like a ball player or something.
I thought it was like a sheep. I didn't know that was Helen. My apologies. Is that Helen?
She's got a good razor.
Yeah.
And that's the news for today, Thursday, September 16th.
Double M, double X.
I am Salvador Florida.
Here he is, little Mikey Haney, telling it like it is.
Okay, enough joking around.
Yeah, where
who is... Who is that?
Yeah, who is that?
Is that her brother?
That yeah. teenage boy is named Helen.
That's his truth.
That teenage boy is a 27-year-old sumo wrestling female.
That would be correct.
It's a good-looking cat. Yes, sir. What is that? He's that's like a guy named Jeffrey, and he belongs to like a frat or something.
Yeah, like a frosh.
Yeah.
Wait for this one. Check this out.
Who's that?
Who is that? That's
Helen.
No, it's... Okay, then obviously in today's society wants to be identified as...
No, that's Helen. She identifies as Helen. But I don't know if it's, you know, a them, their kind of pronoun, but Helen is the name.
All right, we'll be back.
And we're not allowed to say a damn thing about it.
Nope. So I am not saying anything.
Nothing unusual about that.
Nope.
Now's just the right time to freshen up that portable radio of yours. The best way to do that, of course, is to have it checked by your radio man. He's a radio expert, and because your radio man knows from experience what's best for your portable, he'll recommend
Stan and Haney.
They're radio engineered for extra listening hours.
96 J-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you so much for spending your afternoon with us. Greatly appreciated. Al Beck coming up at 6 o'clock. He's going to take you through your Wednesday evening. Let's get a final look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon. Just two things. They should be in the clearing stages by now, both in Fort Myers. First one is Winkler Road and McGregor Boulevard. Again, should be clearing. Fort Myers, Daniels Parkway, and Treeline Avenue. There had been some blockage in traffic in the eastbound outside lane, but that should be taken care of. And you are up to date. Let's laugh a little bit.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
Why would a dog bark at 3 o'clock in the morning in your neighborhood? What is that all about? I'm talking about when there's one dog, you know, doing a monologue like at 3 o'clock in the morning. What are they doing? I think they just go out on the porch at that hour and just go, hey, it's nice and quiet. Why don't I bark it up for no reason whatsoever? Home, 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 home. And then right when you think they're done, home, 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 home. What the hell's the matter with you? I'm a dog. I'm barking. How do you argue with them? Wouldn't it be weird if people were like that for no reason? Like if some guy went out on his porch at 3 in the morning, nobody knows him. He's like new to the neighborhood, just goes out there and, hey! 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 You all right, man? Hey! Hey! Hey!
Hey! Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this. Ahoy!
Stan.
Ooh, ooh. Tony? Hey, Tony. Tony D'Amico?
This is Tony speaking.
Are you Tony? What's going on? Where's the old peppin' Tony D'Amico's voice? I almost heard you gasping for air. That's not a good sign. What's the matter, buddy? Oh man, you got the bug. You're not COVID-y, are you?
I don't think so, Sid. I've gone downhill in a hurry.
It sounds it. Are you home? Are you at the restaurant? You need to be lying down or something by the way you sound.
I haven't been able to get out of bed for a while. I can't move.
You can't. I hope you don't have what I had the other week.
He said, you need to take all of these medications every day, but the most important thing is that you must stop smoking immediately.
That's pretty funny. That's pretty funny. Tell you to stop smoking immediately.
Well, you stand. he said that if I kept smoking, there was a virtual certainty that it was an emergency that I should stop immediately, that I was probably overdosing on nicotine in the office.
When you went to see him, you were overdosing on nicotine?
That's what he said. I told him, you know, most of the time I'm fine. I'm a small businessman. I'm very active. And he goes, no. You need bed rest, and you must take every one of these 16 pills several times a day.
One of them say
and
Chantix?
No cigarettes for you. And I haven't got out of it. I don't have the energy to get out of bed. I can't move.
You're going through withdrawals, Tony. He didn't put you on any Chantix. He didn't give you, like, nicotine patches. Or what about nicotine gum or something? This will kill you.
He said that's antiquated.
Hey, Tony, don't pass out on me. Don't pass out on me. Yeah, I'm worried about you now. But you're taking 16 pills?
Glandular. What? This is going to kill you. Look,
you don't need to live your day. This smoking 80 years can kill you if you stop. If you get a cigarette out right now.
Are you telling me because you're my best friend?
That's so nice to say, Tony. You're like a father to me.
Yeah, my
grandfather, great grandfather.
And are you telling me the doctor's trying to kill me?
I'm saying that this young doctor doesn't know that your system, your lungs, your windpipe, your sinuses, every muscle in your body has lived on nicotine for 80 years. I'm telling you right now.
They serve me well.
Yeah, well, it's done a lot of damage, but not using it's going to kill you. Rip the filter right off of one, smoke it straight, and put it to your lips and light it. Just follow my instructions. This stopping smoke is going to kill you. Bring it right to your lips.
You're going too fast.
Rip the filter.
Am I talking to Stan or an angel?
Yeah, you're talking to Angel Stan.
Angel Stan says smoking good.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I'm an angel, the angel of death. And so go put the...
Do you mean that God wants me to smoke?
Yes, he does. Just put the cigarette to your lips. No filter. You need nicotine.
I ain't prayed like I should.
Swipe those prescriptions. Let them hit the ground.
But God is having mercy on me.
Light her up.
Telling me to have mercy.
Don't worry about a checkup. This young doc doesn't know what he's talking about.
I'm very weak.
I know. That's why, with your last emphysema breath, light that thing and take a good long drag from it.
Oh, the damn lighter.
Come on, get that thing lit. Shake it a little bit. There's fluid in it. Take that cigarette.
Hey,
Tony. There you are. See, I told you. You just need a little nicotine.
Is this Stan?
Yeah, it's the Angel Stan.
Stan.
Yeah.
I was just having the craziest dream.
Yeah?
You were an angel sent from God that told me that I was allowed to smoke again.
Careful. Take another deep drag. Take another deep. You're still unstable. Take another deep drag.
Oh, my God.
All right. Now get out of that bed and get into that tornado. Head down to that restaurant. Big Tim's been running it for a week and a half now. Lord knows what's in there. You got to go and put your foot down. You're back to normal, Tony.
You're damn right. I got one thing to do first.
What's that?
I got to flush some pills.
Attaboy! Attaboy!
Blue skies. Yeah. Every day's a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.